السيدات والسادة.
Ladies and gentlemen, I call to order the 1722nd plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, ambassadors, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished colleagues, I'd like to thank you for participating in this meeting today, and I wish for all of us successful proceedings. First of all, I would like to propose that our order of business for the day be as follows. First, I will deliver a statement in my capacity as president of the conference, outlining my proposed plans for the Iraqi presidency. Secondly, the conference will discuss agenda item number one, which is the cessation of a nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament in the following format. Representatives of groups that are active in multilateral discussions on nuclear disarmament will be invited to present their respective approaches at the beginning of the meeting. I will start with those representatives that have already inscribed on e-delegate, and I will then ask if any other representative wishes to take the floor. I will then invite all states to engage in an interactive discussion on the various approaches heard from representatives of groups. Lastly, and after the end of our interactive discussion, I will resume the list of speakers to listen to delegations as they deliver national statements on agenda item number one. Secondly, the Iraqi presidency's proposed plan. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, allow me now to present to the conference the Iraqi plan for the upcoming 4 weeks. As previously announced, my presidency will follow a two-track approach. First, we will continue to carry out consultations on a draft decision on the work program for the conference, building on the efforts of my predecessors, who are India, Indonesia, and Iran. It is my intention to update the conference on the results of such consultations during the second or third week of my presidency. At the same time, we will continue holding thematic discussions on the agenda items of the conference in order to stimulate meaningful and substantive exchanges. As I have already mentioned, today the conference will discuss agenda item one with a focus on approaches for the pursuit of negotiations on nuclear disarmament within the Conference on Disarmament. On Thursday, corresponding to the 30th of May 2024, I intend to convene a plenary session under agenda item 7, with a focus on promoting transparency, including on nuclear doctrines and arsenals. The Secretariat has already circulated the concept note for that meeting. During the second week of my presidency, I intend to convene a plenary session under agenda item 6, with a focus on the challenges of new and emerging threats, assessing the impact of emerging technologies on international security and arms control efforts. During the third week of my presidency, I intend to convene a further plenary under agenda item 6, with a focus on building capacity in disarmament through education and research. Further details will be circulated by the Secretariat in due course. Also, during the third week of my presidency, I will give the opportunity to the next president, Ireland, to formally present their plans. During the fourth week of my presidency, unless there is a need to convene to consider or take action on a decision on the program of work for the conference, I do not intend to convene any plenary meeting in order to avoid overlaps with the meetings of the Anti-Personnel Landmine Convention. Here, it is my pleasure to ask the question if there is any delegation that wishes to take the floor on what preceded. I don't see any raised hands, and so we'll move ahead. With regard to interactive discussions on agenda item 1, cessation of nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament.
Yes. Okay. Ashab al-Sa'ada,
Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, allow me to now start calling the names of delegates that have inscribed in the e-delegate platform. And I will now give the floor to Her Excellency Ambassador Camille Petit, the disarmament ambassador representing France at the CD.